Here's what happened. Two people, they're opposites, they attract. Opposite people, you know, most people don't marry somebody like themselves. Opposite, it's true, opposites attract and they get married. And then they antagonize one another. Until they learn how to live together. And if we'll walk in love, if we'll both walk in love, we'll have days of heaven on the earth.
Well, Gloria's right, opposites do attract, and John and I are here today to show you some opposition in marriage and what to do about it. We've been married for over 20 years, and we've got a great marriage. We've got challenges just like everybody else, but we want to welcome you to join us and join with us and see what to do about the challenges.
All things are possible through God. So stay tuned with us on today's broadcast and we'll learn more about that.
This week on The Believer's Voice of Victory, join John and Marty Copeland as they discuss biblical solutions to help you overcome everyday life challenges.
Hello, we're John and Marty Copeland. Mom and Dad have asked us to teach this week on The Believer's Voice of Victory. And we've been sharing about overcoming everyday life challenges. If you missed any of the previous broadcasts, go online, watch them, and I believe that they'll be a blessing to your life. And today, we're talking about happy marriage, fact or fiction. And, you know, I guess that what Mom says is true. Opposites do attract. Marty and I are, in a lot of ways, opposites. And but what makes that good and what's godly about that is you make each other strong where you're weak. Now, Marty and I have been happily married. Give me your hand. Happily married for 21 years. We love each other very much. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. And we have three wonderful kids. And for all of you out there who, your marriage is just, you know, it's bliss. And you just wake up and the birds are singing and the flowers are blooming and everything's great and you know, your spouse doesn't have bad breath and all that stuff. Well, y'all just sit back and we're going to talk to everybody else, okay? Because for the most people, marriage is work. I don't know how else to put that. You have to work at your marriage. Maybe in the first year or so, it's, you know, it's pretty easy. But as you go on, some of those things that in the first place attracted you, which is the oppositeness, they're different, they bring something different to my life, they can be wind up being the things that wind up driving you crazy if you let them.
Now, he's not talking about me.
No, I'm talking about y'all. I'm not talking about And so today what we're going to be talking about is how to deal with some of that. I mean, you know, Marty and I have a great marriage, and we know we're called to be together. We know that, you know, we're soulmates and but, you know, there's times that we don't get along. I mean, it's usually over something so minor, so minute, that it doesn't even matter a hill of beans, but it can escalate into an argument.
Stress. The kids.
Stress for the kids, stress for the family. And it can actually begin a cycle of that. If you don't address that and stop it and realize that the devil's just trying to get in here and cause strife. And it's funny because, you know, it's usually before something good, like you're going to come do broadcast, you know, or, you know, we're on our way to church, or we just got out of church, or, you know, the devil comes in and he tries to steal that moment to get you in the flesh, to get you out of the spirit.
To stop the blessing.
And to stop the blessing. And so, you know, when Marty and I have these challenges, as I'm sure a lot of you do, you know, you may be shocked to think that, you know, John or Marty Copeland would ever have an argument. But you know what? We have arguments sometimes. And so
they're usually his fault.
They're always my fault. What are you talking about? They're always my fault. That's what you learn to be a good husband is always say it's my fault. And if you can do that, everything's going to be okay from then on out. But, I mean, it's true, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it is always your fault.
You
kidding. No, but you set me up for that one.
Yeah, I did. But even though you love somebody and you love them dearly, you can wind up pushing each other's wrong buttons. And if you let that continue to go, then no matter what they say, you're expecting something negative.
You're offended.
Yeah, so you're offended. And so you wind up sitting there and you're like, they say something and you think they mean something else. When in actuality, they weren't saying that. You just took it out of context and then you blow up. Well, then they blow up. And then it's just, blah, 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 you know, and I think that we have to learn, particularly as Christians. I mean, the divorce rate today is extremely high. People just give up. And I think that, you know, for anybody in marriage, you have to learn to die to yourself.
Yeah, selfishness is the root of just about every fight, every problem. And we get self-centered. And I think part of the problem, you know, we've talked about stress, but is that we get under so much pressure and under so much stress, and if we're not really...
And you're just passing each other, and everybody's so busy, and...
And if we're not really spending time with the Lord, I mean, I know with me, that's key, is I have to have time with the Lord no matter how busy I am or what's going on in my life, because that keeps my heart softened and it keeps my mind renewed to be patient and to be kind and not be offended. So if something is said, it's easier for me to walk in love if I'm keeping my love walk with God first place in my life. But if I get too tired or too much going on, and I'm not spending enough time with the Lord, then I'm more easily offended. It's like you just become more selfish, especially as a mom. I mean, running the kids and breakfast and dinner and laundry and cleaning house and studying to be on the broadcast or whatever, there's just so many demands
on us. So you're saying it's harder for a mom than for a dad? Is that what you're saying? I'm just kidding.
I'm going to slap you. Well, I get in trouble if I slap you.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Denny and Sandra Pavlik have been married for 33 years, but once upon a time, their marriage didn't look like it would be happily ever after.
After we got married, it just really just right from the, almost from the beginning, I mm-hmm. think, it just started going on a downhill slide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't, we weren't happy. You know, my expectation is that he was to make me happy. And relying on someone to make you happy other than the Lord himself is putting a lot of pressure. And I think that's what it was. I was putting a lot of pressure on him to make me happy.
And it just got to the point where we despised one another. Literally, you think of ways to hurt each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, because she hurt me by something she'd say, and so I would try to hurt her back. Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought if she realized how much she hurt me, then she'd stop trying to hurt me. But then I realized that doesn't work that way. You know, all you do is just keep hurting each other more and more.
Denny and Sandra were in a marriage that seemed destined to fail until one day friends asked them to attend a Kenneth Copeland meeting, a meeting that changed their lives forever.
We just decided, okay, they're good friends of ours, so we'll do it. And we did it. And it literally, that meeting changed our lives.
Mm-hmm. I remember at one point, we were looking at scripture, and I don't remember the exact scripture, but I remember looking down thinking and looking at him, and he looked at me and like, this really does say this. This is really what the word is saying. And I think the Holy Spirit through Kenneth brought the word alive to us. And that's where we began to just search the scripture and dig through the word and get a revelation of the word. When we got a revelation of God, that changed everything.
And the more and more of the word that we'd hear, something on the inside of us just became alive.
Right.
And then it was the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, the Holy Spirit is the very essence of love. And then that love became alive
right.
on the inside of us and began to teach us mm-hmm. how to treat one another.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I didn't look to you for my happiness.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden, I was developing a relationship with my Lord and Savior,
mm-hmm.
and I was getting fulfilled from that relationship, and she didn't need to fulfill that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, we began to get a desire to love each other.
Mm-hmm. I remember, because he would not tell me that he loved me, because there wasn't that feeling there. And I remember the time that he said, I love you. And that was an over, and still is, when I remember it, an overwhelming time in my life, because things had turned and there was love and there was commitment there.
Our situation was very, very bad.
Really bad.
I mean, it was really bad. Mm-hmm. And I look back now and I'm just amazed what God can do. But like you said, if there's two people willing to work mm-hmm. together toward that end, mm-hmm. you know, God can do anything. And, yeah. and our marriage being reconciled was like a miracle.
Welcome back. And I want to introduce you a special guest that we have. Dr. Tony Irby is with us today. Dr. Tony, we're
glad
so honored to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Dr. Tony is a member of our church, and he is a senior pastor when it comes to
adult education, our Believers Institute, and also pastoral care, which is really counseling at the church.
I can't ever remember all that.
It's a long title.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do here in the local church and then what the church offers here in Fort Worth?
Well, here at EMIC, I'm the Senior Associate Pastor of Adult Education, and Adult Education is really our Believers Institute, and that's where we offer a variety of classes for our congregation. These are classes from everything from Heritage of Faith, which we're offering on Wednesday nights now online, to classes on parenting, classes on marriage, classes on leadership. So I oversee.
You said that like we need help.
No, no.
I think he's sat here long enough to realize it. Well, I figured we might get a free counseling session out of this right here.
$100 an hour, I'll tell you now, front. And but at any rate, we have classes for adults in all those areas, and pastoral care is the other main area that I oversee in pastoral care. That basically is a counseling ministry. That's the counseling arm of the church, and we have several counselors that work with not only church members but also our partners here in the local area as well.
So you've got 25 years experience counseling and therapy.
Yes, sir, I've been doing this quite a while.
So you've pretty much seen
it all. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, what we'd like to do is we'd like to talk about some of those things, you know, what are the things you see, what do people need help in fixing their marriage? How do they address this, as we saw with the Pavliks, you know, how do we address that downward spiral that winds up going out of control and eventually splitting up the marriage?
And it can very easily happen in watching the Pavliks. What I saw was two couples and, you know, doing this basically, you know, they just started off maybe together, but as soon as they got together, they went their separate ways. And it seems to me that lots of that is because we just come from such differences. I mean, just gender differences alone is enough, you know, females versus males. When you add to that, you know, our backgrounds, our families of origin, our educational levels, who lived where, rules, you know, all those things, when they come into the mix and we try to come on the same page, as husband and wife, well, first things really have to be first. And I think they said it best when they sought God first. Mm-hmm. And not first as a couple, but first as an individual, you know. Mm-hmm.
Everything else we could say after this is mute
until
you've done that.
Do you agree,
Marty?
I do. You know, when they were talking about Jesus reconciling their marriage, I was thinking about how, you know, we have this relationship where with Jesus where he reconciles us to God.
That's right.
And if we're not born again, the scripture says that he has a ministry of reconciliation. So before we can even hope to reconcile our marriage, we have got to have Jesus as the first thing in our lives and the most important things in our life. You know, I just feel impressed to lead people in a salvation prayer.
Let's do that.
Let's just pray. You know, Jesus came to give us peace and to give us wholeness in our spirit, in our soul, in our body. And he came to give us peace in our marriage. So what he did for the Pavliks, if you're out there and you have problems in your marriage, I believe he can restore that. But most importantly, before you can have restoration in your marriage, you have got to know that God has forgiven your sin. You can come boldly to him. And he not only forgives you, but he wipes your sin away with no remembrance. Glory to God. So we have reconciliation to him. And then we're able to love ourselves. And then as we love ourselves and know that God loves us, then we have love to give to our spouse. So just pray with me if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Jesus, just come into my heart. Father, I just ask you to forgive my sins, and I just receive Jesus as my Master, as my Lord and Savior, and I believe in my heart that you've raised him from the dead, and I confess with my lips that he is my Lord. So I just believe if you prayed that, if you prayed in agreement with me, that you're born again and you're on the, you have the first step now to allow your marriage to become reconciled and to be whole. Glory to God.
But you can't just think that. I mean, you have to speak those words. Jesus, come into my heart. You are my Lord and Savior. I make you my Lord and Savior. That's all there is to it. But you have to say those words.
You have to confess with
you can't
your mouth.
Just think it, okay? So I just want to make that clear.
I didn't really give him an opportunity to repeat after me.
So,
sorry about that.
But it's
that.
As simple as that. Jesus, come into my life.
And you know, the Bible tells us, Matthew 6 and 33, is seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto us. Mm-hmm. Lots of times you have couples that are trying to seek marriage first, or a good marriage, or a happy marriage, when they must first of all seek God first. I'm not an artist, but I'm going to illustrate this for you. Tell me what that looks like to you.
A triangle.
Yes, you got it. But if you just look at that as a model, talking about salvation and how important that is to a happy marriage, if in this quadrant over here, this angle, you have the husband, the wife here, and you have God here at this pinnacle of the angle, well, as that husband is seeking God first, that process of sanctification of God and being Christ-like, as he's doing that, and you having a wife seeking God first, not each other first, but seeking God first, and you have her seeking God coming up, what's the first thing that you notice? They're starting to come closer and closer together as they seek God first, as you see this angle coming up here. And that's the only way it will happen. You can't seek
the Pavliks were.
That's a classic example of that. And so that is
what happens when you've got one spouse seeking the Lord more than the other spouse, and you've got frustration. You know, they're maybe walking in love and being patient with the wife or the husband or whatever, but they're pressing into God and they're becoming more mature in the Lord. And while, because their love's developing, it's easier for them to walk in love, and yet they get impatient with the other spouse because they're not seeking the Lord. So what do they do about that?
Continue to seek the Lord first.
Just continue to grow.
And the Bible talks about that, you know. When a wife, even with an unbeliever, if, for instance, that wife will just continue doing that, seeking God first, that's a key way in winning over that husband
He'll
to the Lord.
But they can't get mad at the other one for not.
Exactly.
And say, well, I'm doing it and you're not and it's all your fault.
Mm-mm, you can't do that.
Not
because
that you
then,
said that to
because
me.
Then,
of course not. Because you're so super spiritual.
Because what you have then is that then you're putting the emphasis, the priority on the person and not on God. Mm-hmm. If you're doing your part, walking in love, demonstrating, showing that love in your everyday actions and communication, which is a biggie, by the way, communication. And when I say communication, I don't mean just what you're saying, but how you're saying it and the body language that goes along with that whole thing. What research tells us that, you know, only 7% of what's communicated is really what you say, you know. More like 38% of it has to do with how you're saying it, or the tone that goes into that, and a whopping 55% then has to do with the body posturing that goes along with that. That's why we call it body language. So it's that wife, or it doesn't matter who it is, it goes more than, it's a lot more than just what's being said, but it's how it's being said and the body posturing along with that. So husbands, when your wife asks you to go to the mall and you say, yeah, I'll go. You know, what you communicated was what?
So you go, but you don't want to.
But I don't want to go.
That's
the message, that, you know. So
Dr. Irby, you see, in all these years of counseling, I'm sure you've seen some things that are more, I don't know, common. The common things that people go through. You see a repetitive or a common threads that go through. And then what would those be? What are some of the major issues? But then how do you address those issues?
Well, I would say this, first of all, one of the major issues, and we've addressed that, is seeking God first as an individual. One of the, I would say, if there's another issue that becomes major, is that the Bible tells us to leave, and in terms of our families of origin, and what family, what couples tend to do is to try to come together as a new family and still bring their old family along with them. That's a major problem. That's why back in the beginning, as in Genesis, God said to, you know, to leave your father and mother before there was a father and mother. That was the directions given to Adam and Eve to leave. And that's a key problem. And I don't mean just in physical address, leave in terms of your family's authority in your marriage, your family's influence in your marriage. That is a critical one.
Now, when you say that, I mean, I know, like, for example, mom and dad influence our family. Her mom and dad influenced our family very much. So, but it wasn't like they were overlording or they weren't controlling our family.
They didn't have authority in your family. You honor them, and you may ask their opinions. They may offer them, and they have their place.
Because, so there is a healthy relationship.
Oh, yes,
there,
and there should be. There's some wisdom there.
Yeah, I need to go to them and ask them, you know, how do you do this, or, you know, what about this? And so I just wanted to clarify, because there is a positive aspect of that influence, and I think that there can also be an unhealthy, if there's too much control. You know,
and that is the word, control.
Conflict between in-laws. And
being married to John, his parents have just given us so much respect and distance. And I have a lot of girlfriends, and I've seen challenges in their marriages where, and it's not always that I see that it's not their fault. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That sometimes they're bringing their parents into this marriage relationship. Yeah. So that really hasn't been, thank God, a challenge for either one of us, because our parents have been okay with that process.
But you know what I heard you say, Marty, is that your in-laws have allowed you the distance and the respect to make your marriage your own. But because of that, you're now more inclined to even seek their guidance or ask a question because mm-hmm. of that, because mm-hmm. it's not being forced or lorded over you. And so that becomes that's a bigger issue than you think. And you can be in New York and the in-laws in California, and they can still be running the show in New York.
So what else would you say?
One of the other things I see as a major factor is that communication, like I say, is a big one. But the Bible tells us very clearly that the key to every situation, and we said communication is more than just what we're saying. The key to every husband and wife interaction is the Word of God, specifically the fifth chapter of Ephesians. And we have the perfect model of communication and action, and interaction, that is. And that is the husband as Christ and the wife as the church. That pattern,
like
that is the model.
Part of that when she has to submit.
and you know what? And that hangs up a lot of people, because what we're talking about is roles here. We're not talking about, in this sense, Marty being inferior in some way because of that role, or less than in terms of dignity and equality and those kind of things. We're talking about prescribed roles that God ordained that said, these will work. If you treat her like I treat the church, and you submit to me like the church would to Christ, that is the perfect model of communication, of interaction, of action, and it always works. There's nothing that will come in your marriage, any of our viewers' marriage, that can't be answered through that model. It's when we deviate outside that model and go, oh, there must be a better way. That is the key issue, I believe.
That's great. Hey, y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in just a moment.
From Faith to Fit, Marty Copeland's 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge. This powerful guide includes the tools to get started and keep you moving in the direction to fully manifest the temple you are. Learn to fuel your body for fitness with this nutrition guide and an eating out guide that includes scripture references, healthy recipes, what to choose when you're on the go, and much more. With three different levels of endurance on this 45-minute workout DVD, you can start slow and work up to your fitness goals. Also, learn to tighten your abs and strengthen your core with a special Pilates training DVD. This 90-day devotional includes scripture references and thought-provoking questions each day. In this DVD, Marty shares her testimony and teaches spiritual understanding needed for every area of life, including weight loss. A CD version is also included. keep track of your progress with a food and exercise journal to uplift your spirit and keep you motivated.
And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
To order the From Faith to Fit 90-Day Weight Loss Challenge, log on to kcm.org and order online. This groundbreaking package from Master Personal Trainer and Fitness Counselor Marty Copeland has the tools you need to be healthy, spirit, soul, and body. To request your program by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or if you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Request your package today.
You know, a great way to spice up your marriage is to take this 90-day challenge together and head to the gym or work out at home. And, you know, we talked about that exercise is a great stress reliever. So you can kind of kill two birds with one stone. While you're working on your marriage, you can work on your bodies and get healthier and more whole. So I just trust that you'll pray about getting that package. And I tell you what, we had such a great time today with Pastor Tony Irby, and we worked on our marriage and worked on our communication and different things. And John, now you and I have some things we need to go home and work on. What do you think?
Yeah, probably so. You know, look, I want all y'all to know, Marty and I have a great marriage. We like to tease each other and play with each other. So don't send us letters about how we don't love each other and we have a bad marriage. We don't. We do have challenges from time to time, just as I'm sure you all do. And so, you know, we don't want to sit up here and be phony and act like we're just, it's all, everything's perfect. I mean, every marriage that I've ever seen really requires both of you to give into it. And that's really what we're talking about. Dying unto self, joining together, and not being selfish anymore,
right,
and walking in love. Dr. Irby, we didn't cover nearly as much as we needed to.
We just kind of scratched the surface.
We do. And I would really love for you to come back with us tomorrow, and we can continue this on, because I think there's a lot more that people need to hear about what you're talking about and some steps that we can take.
Practical application.
Yeah, if it does get into this mess and we're in the heat of it,
how do we get out?
How do we calm the storm?
Yeah.
And
get out of that.
Counseling.
We're getting free
Maybe
counseling.
Maybe we should just have you on for a month.
Hopefully we wouldn't take that off. So, listen, guys, I want you to come back and join us tomorrow, because this is going to be something that you don't want to miss. And so this is Dr. Irby, Marty, and John reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you made a decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, the blessing is at work in your life right now. Be sure to request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland when you log on to our website at kcm.org. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th, this year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.